Great. And here we are. Yes, indeed. Patsy Hanley, Patty Ryan, and Oliver Deviney at the Amarklan Anmal Twam 1997 right there. 97, the Mall Theatre and Art Centre in County Galway. Patty Ryan on fiddle, Patsy Hanley on flute, and Oliver Deviney on the button accordion perform Lucy Campbell's Reel. Guggen's Reel right there. So I think it appears that we may or may not have been having technical difficulties. And if it is indeed true that you weren't able to hear this last portion of the Irish show, my deepest, deepest apologies. I did everything I could. I was only a tiny bit late, thought I had it all, and for some reason, maybe wires were crossed. So if that's the case, my deepest, deepest apologies. But if you're with us now and you're listening, I want to say welcome to the Irish show. This is Kieran Riley in for Tony Fallon. The Irish show is here every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. with a little bit of country from 9:30 to 10. And Tony's been gracious to allow me to cover for him. So this has been an absolute joy and pleasure. We may go back and play a bunch of the songs that we played that you maybe didn't hear earlier. But we are coming up on the 9 o'clock hour shortly here. And I think we're going to go right on ahead. Maybe we'll play that one from the Catskills Irish Arts Week from 2011. So Tony Fallon, who usually hosts this show here, the Irish show here on WGXC, who can't be with us. He's down in Long Island right now. He's doing quite well and getting some physical things back on foot, back on track again, but has been heavily involved with this radio station and the Irish programming, but also involved with the Irish Arts Week out there in Greene County. This is out in the Catskills, the Irish Arts Week. This is something that began in 1995 as a modest summer school focusing on traditional Irish music and dance, and catering to just over 60 students. And today the Catskills Irish Arts Week recruits a faculty that has catered to over 600 students from over 35 United U.S. states, as well as 5 Canadian provinces. And the event has gained an international reputation as the largest traditional Irish music summer school in North America. So this annual phenomenon lures Irish musicians, singers, dancers, and fellow travelers to a community where people learn and share with one another a passion for Irish music and culture. That was according to Paul Keating, the artistic director of the Irish Arts Week, from Timothy Robb's It Wasn't Just a Dream book forward. So, yeah, appreciation goes out to everyone who attends this Irish Arts Week. And I think we're going to play this track again because I don't think you did hear it. And my apologies again. But this is Mary Staunton, Kathleen Lanane, and Mary Bergen live at the Irish Arts Week over there in the Catskills from 2011. Let's see if this goes through, and I hope it does because it's good stuff from your local Irish community here in Greene County. Thanks for listening to the Irish show, and apologies for the technical difficulties.
that slows down by sweet Annalee. For his soul has more beauty and honor than a king with a palace and crown. For the blood of the race of O'Connor fills the veins of Mabuchalindom. Soft cake, Mila Falcha, I give him. When he comes every Sunday to me, ah, but what can I do but believe him? When he whispers, ah, Krishna, Mahri, for his heart is so tender and loving, from the look of his eyes of dark brown, I am sure that even a lady in splendor could be coaxed by Mahu.
KXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Greene County, Columbia County. This is the Irish Show. Sean McGuire and friends, right here. Okay, that was Sean McGuire and friends. Definitely not friends. Rocking out. This is the Irish Show. Kieran Riley here in for Tony Fallon on this Irish Show. Had a little glitch earlier, and apologies once again. So that was Three Reels, the man behind the bar, the Mason's Apron, and the Old Fiddler. Sean playing the definitive versions of the Mason's Apron, of which he became famous for all over the world in the late 1950s and early 60s. Sean McGuire was only 14 years old when his violin playing was broadcast for the first time on BBC Radio. And in 1949, at the age of 21, he won the Eructus. The Eructus All-Ireland Music Championship, held annually in Dublin, with a perfect score, the only perfect score ever awarded in the long history of the competition. So good stuff right there on this Irish Show. It is just about after 9 o'clock p.m. on this Sunday night. Hope everyone's enjoying their Sunday evening, their weekend, getting ready for the big Monday week ahead. And, yeah, thanks again for listening. So we're going to just keep playing some more Irish music and then go on to some country at 9:30 in about 27 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Some good country music coming your way. But how about some John Regan with The Road to Ballymac and Policeman's Request? This is from the album Let Down the Blade by John Regan, featuring Mary Corcoran and special guest Patty Glacken on this one as well. But the accordion player, John Regan, rocking out. Hey, when it's the Policeman's Request, it's the Policeman's Request. So enjoy this one. Thank you.
Rome's trend. Till memories came like flowers of June, of home and fatherland. I dreamt I was the child once more beside the rippling rill. When first I saw in days of yore youthful love, its happy land, as bright as morning beams. It brought me back my own sweet north, the castle and the mill, until my eyes could see no more. And there beneath the silvery sky I lived life o'er again. I counted all its hopes gone by, I wept at all its pain. And when I'm gone, oh may someone the minstrel's wish fulfill, and still remember him who sang the moon behind the hill.
The Shankill butcher's right tonight. You better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint, 'cause everybody knows if you don't. Mind your mother's wine.
People here from all over the world, from fucking Motherwell and Hamilton and everywhere.
Sailed up to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all the round, and the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains, we could write for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on England and thoughts of tomorrow. The mounted the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. But the hearty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision of bold Robert's day. The sun burnt cruel as we dished out the gruel. Can O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, and many will reach their receiver. Cursed them to hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the barley. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades before twilight. 5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43, we buried our comrades each morn. In our own slime, lost in the time, endless night without dawn. Hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery. But the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, either wind or rain, care for bravery. 20 years have gone by and I've ended my bond, my comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, and the cold winds of night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
We're nearly there now, I'll tell you. The egg is nearly boiled.
You may travel far, far from your own native home. Far away.
A better idea. We'll sing that later. It's too early for that.
That's good stuff right there. Good stuff right there from Christy Moore back home in Derry on the Irish Show. Coming up on the 9:30 hour, we heard Ashley Serena with a rendition of the Decembrists' Shankill Butchers. Sarah Giroux sings that song as well, the Decembrists. Pretty brutal story, dark, dark. But beautiful music right there. The Ashley Serena, Shankill Butchers. Bridie Gallagher with Moon Behind the Hill before that. And Sean McGuire and Friends, of course, with the Three Reels. And you are listening to the Irish Show. This is your host, Kieran, in for Tony Fallon. And we're going to have a couple more Irish songs. Let's go to Martin Hayes and the Common Ground Ensemble with The Boyne Water. Here's a beautiful song that you probably didn't hear in the first bit of the show. But here it is again. Enjoy.
silence. Who are we mistaken?
We got to play a little Cranberries here leading up into the United States of America election season for the president of the country coming up Tuesday. It's a big deal for some people. For some people, it's not a big deal. The majority of voters in the United States of America, and this is the big voting block that they don't talk about, potential voters, actually stay home. This is a big problem, folks, for democracy, so maybe we should talk about it a little bit. But we're coming into the country section of the Irish Show. This is Kieran Riley here with you for Tony Fallon, Cranberries with Zombie. We heard Christy Moore back home in Derry. I don't know if I mentioned that, actually. And before the Cranberries, we heard Martin Hayes with the Boyne Water. Great stuff. And an acoustic, another instrumental by Ella Harp. Well, she goes by Ella Harp on the Irish harp, with a Monaghan jig on the Irish harp there to finish up the Irish section. So thanks again for joining us. We got to go into this election season. I think I might even played this last time, but listen, it's election coming up. There's a lot of people out there very disaffected by the whole thing. And one of those dudes was Blaze Foley. He went out in a blaze of glory in a bar room in Austin, Texas, way back, I think in the 1980s. May he rest in peace. But Blaze Foley was quite an epic singer-songwriter, kind of country type. And here he is with Oval Room. Hope you enjoy.
Chair. He's a president, but I don't care. He's a businessman. He got business ties. He got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane. Take him everywhere. Got a limo.
You know, but I know that you do, 'cause your dollar has rich politicians. Look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the obese milk and welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think. Want to know what you do. And they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end. 'Cause the rich men know the rich men. Selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, 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 no." We talked till the sun was clean out of sight. We still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we had. Orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog and that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you just brought up and looking for? Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore.
pictures there, we went to Chinatown before it was all closed down. I'm gonna put my gray suit on, if you will put your red dress on. I'm gonna meet you at the dining table. I'm gonna meet you at the dining table. Oh.
That was, believe it or not, an Irish band, mostly Irish, called Hatchet Field, from an album called Beneath the Black Mountain. That's Leave the Bodies Where They Lay, an ominous, sort of intense, beautiful song right there that I believe may go back to the Civil War era, but also rings true for so many folks in so many situations, whether it's the Trail of Tears, the 1800s in Ireland, Civil War, whatever it may be. But it's going into election season. We heard a brief bit from the band Ondara, Lockdown on Date Night Tuesday. It's out of Australia, referring to the lockdowns. Dolly Parton gave us Joshua, and we heard a young red-bearded man from Virginia right after Blaze Foley with named Oliver Anthony with Rich Men North of Richmond. And that kind of pertains to election season as well here in the United States. And, of course, kicking off with Blaze Foley, Oval Room. We're going to go to another song right now from an old friend of mine. May he rest in peace. He passed away, unfortunately, at a very young age. But here he is from his album recorded right down the street from me in Housatonic, Massachusetts, right here in South Berkshire County, where I'm broadcasting live right now for Tony Fallon. This is Kieran Riley in for Tony Fallon on The Irish Show, doing some country. But Chris Newman came here with some buddies of his and recorded some years back when George Bush took the Oval Room and did some overhauls. There were some dirty overhauls of the government. And so he did a Woody Guthrie song called Dirty Overalls. And here is Chris Newman's from Unmastered American Songs of Hope and Distress by Chris Newman. Here's Woody Guthrie's Dirty Overalls. I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening to The Irish Show. So good to be here with you on this Sunday night. Let's get a little bit rowdy, shall we?
Shells are falling, the war clouds, they rambled as they roared. I was the soldier in the fight, and I'm falling till we won. My uniform's my dirty overalls. This piece of land that I stand on is my battlefield and home. My plow and my hoe is my gun. Clothes don't make no difference at all. We are workers, fighters all, marching in our dirty overalls. My sweat and I'll give you my blood. I'll give you your bread and your wine. Before I be any man's slave, I'll be rotting down my grave and lay me down my dirty overalls. Seems so onerous to me, this blatant thievery, stretching out its wicked crooked hands. Well, we're settled here to stay, and we'll stick here all our days, marching in our dirty overalls. We'll be right back.
instead of bringing it together with his widening the great divide. I hope and I pray at the end of the day I can somehow get my troubles to ease. But I gotta say it's not looking good, not in times like these. Yeah, they come and they go, they're cold and they're hot. I'm just trying to keep the world from turning me to something I'm not. I'm gonna try to run until the whole thing's done, and I just hope I don't end up on my knees. But it's sure getting hard to stand up in time like these. I just wanna do my labor, love my girl and help my neighbor while I'm keeping on my drive.
That's what's going on. Enjoy the rest of your night.
But it's sure getting hard for other times like these. I can use just a little bit of help in times like these.
I think at the time I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like. some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. tomorrow's and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over? Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola in a joint. It's a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook, still would. Best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling down a hill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag of liberty. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for. Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over for good.